This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay with us for a story that could transform your personal witness for Christ as we study 1 Samuel chapters 1 through 3. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Have you ever led someone to a personal faith in Jesus Christ? Do you want to? And how much want to does it take for us to become fruitful in our Christian lives? When we meet Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1, we find her in the temple of the Lord, pouring out her heart to God. The Bible says she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept much. Hannah was unable to have children, and her physical barrenness had become intolerable. Her prayer was this: O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life. This was more than what we sometimes call a sentence prayer. This was anguish of heart and the pouring out of a heavy burden. She was talking to God and was completely oblivious as to how she appeared to others. Eli the priest thought she'd been drinking. But God answered Hannah's prayer for a child, and she became the mother of Samuel. I wonder how long it has been since you and I prayed like that because of our spiritual barrenness. When was the last time we wept because it has been so long since we led someone to Christ? I believe that one of the secrets of a fruitful Christian life is to become so fed up with our fruitless life that we will approach the Lord on our knees and pour out our hearts to Him in prayer. We often do it for other reasons. When we face financial difficulty, when a cherished relationship is in trouble, or when our physical health fails, out of our personal anguish, we will fall on our faces and pour out our souls to God. But will we do it because of our lack of spiritual fruit? Only if God so convicts us that it produces a genuine grief of soul. E.M. Bounds, in his book Power Through Prayer, says, "The praying, which makes a powerful ministry, is not a little praying put in as we put flavor into food to give it a pleasant smack. Prayer is no petty duty put into a corner, no piecemeal performance made out of the fragments of time which have been snatched from business and other engagements of life, but it means that the best of our time, the heart of our time, and strength must be given. Christian, when we begin praying like that for God to use us to make us fruitful for His glory, then something wonderful is going to happen. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes."
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. You'll find Daily Walk a valuable aid in growing strong as a Christian. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy asks the question, are you trying to manipulate God? Join us on Daily Discipleship.